Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Recording. Ion, are you ready for some more juicy bits?
I'm always ready for your juicy bits.
Yay.
Canadian politics is boring juicy bits.
Canadian politics is boring juicy bits.
First of all, an apology. Yeah. There hasn't been a normal episode this week. Instead, you're just getting this shitty juicy bit.
It's a shitty juicy bits time. Well, that's because Reese was running away from wildfires.
Yay.
And he was exhausting. He kept telling me that he was exhausted. And I don't know.
I'm still exhausted.
Why you were so exhausted? You never said why. I can only assume it's because you had to spend so much time with your family, which you don't normally do.
Well, I do. I spend as much time with my family as I can. But I tell you what,
you spend as much time with your family as you're capable of.
No, but what it was is that for most of the week last week, we were wondering whether the wind would change direction and burn our house down. And we had to live with that pressure.
That is stressful.
For a week.
I'll give you that. So, yeah, that sounds stressful. I have the microphone to my side, so it sounds much better if I turn my head to the right.
Just some skilled audio notes.
Yeah.
Okay. So no, it was 151 people have lost their homes in my neighboring communities and everything.
Jesus.
Nobody died though. Some pets didn't make it, I think, as I mentioned before.
I'm going to turn you up. Don't move. Don't move.
Where's he going? Muscle. Jesse's just going out of his poorly designed booth, where if he wants to make any adjustments, he has to leave and then come back in again.
Well, it's... Shut up.
do you notice how simple my design is?
Yeah, it's also ugly. Mine has this beautiful sound blanket behind me, as you can see. And I've got some chocolate
brown,
sugar-free gum in the background to chew
some
on.
Kind of brown stained blanket as well on the other side.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
So behind me, can you see this behind me?
I can't see a thing. My computer's from 2009, and it's got a really loud fan, and so I keep it out of this tiny little sound booth.
So behind me,
I can leave again and go take a look. Here, hold on.
Yeah, look, I'm going to do this with my thumb so you can see. Sorry, listener. Yeah, you can see it. So I'm surrounded by essentially photo albums and memory boxes that I'm not keeping at my house until all the wildfires are extinguished. All the photo albums, kids, baby books, all that kind of stuff. Currently
that's a good
stored.
Idea. Yeah.
Because we could have lost it all, which is quite, So I'm still in here with it all. Look. Look at this. This is lovely. Disney 2020 photo album.
So. That's very sweet of you, though. I have to say, that's very sweet of you. I like that.
What, saving all the memories?
Yeah, but like going out of your way for that. Hold on, I'm adjusting your volume again.
Sorry, listeners. Oh, I'm Reese. This is Jesse. If you've never listened to the show before, I'm very sorry.
Hi, I'm Jesse. This is Reese. This is Canadian Politics is Boring. Reese is a Welsh immigrant who teaches Canadian politics and history to me, a guy who really genuinely doesn't give a shit even 3 years later. That's what makes the show funny, I guess. So that's what you're getting into. This is a Juicy Bits, something where we just talk about a topical thing that just happened. Sorry for telling you that 20 minutes into this episode, but there you go. If you're still listening, wow. All right. So,
and this isn't like overtly political, wildfires and fleeing wildfires.
Not even a little bit political.
But I've learned some cool stuff. So somebody said that the Northwest Territories a few years ago were trying to sell 4 water bombers and nobody would buy them. And now no one can get their hands on water bombers because everyone's on fire and they all want one.
Oh my God.
Which was
so did the Northwest Territories no longer have, like, they didn't sell them, you said? Did they
like, you know, when you have like a listed on eBay and no one's interested, you just put it on a shelf? Northwest Territories.
So
now
we've
got all the water bombers.
Yeah, now like, you're interested.
I guess the price may have gone up. There's been inflation. So, they'll just keep it for themselves.
And 200%. What?
Exactly. So as well, the other thing that I realized was, and a bunch of people in our neighborhood, is that, the part of the neighborhood we're in is essentially a future wildfire death trap because there's only one entrance and one exit. The wildfire is at the one end of the neighborhood, then there's no way to escape unless it's on foot and you'd have to hike for hours through forest.
You mean if the wildfire is on both ends of like the, didn't you say there was?
No, there's only one exit.
There's only one entrance and exit.
To the whole neighborhood where we are, yeah.
Seriously?
So there's thousands of people in the nestled in the forest in their homes with only like one or two entrance points.
That is a poorly designed neighborhood, Reese.
Well, I mean, before it was just annoying on a basis of traffic, but now wildfires are a thing. So I did this big post on the residents group, tagged all the local elected representatives. A lot of people commented, like about 50 people for this closed group. It's quite a lot. Yeah. No politicians responded to say,
of course not. Why? What are they going to do?
I was basically just going, can we just, even if this is a dirt road we're not allowed to use that is only there in case everything's on fire, can we just, you know, just can we? And no response, even though it was a very simple solution. That,
you know how you get them to do that, to make a road, is to build your own road illegally. This happened in Toronto where there was
just
a park.
Do it.
Yeah, no, there's a park and there was a very steep sort of hill down to another part of the park. And all the community members wanted a stairway, and the politicians involved in that area, they're like, oh yeah, eventually we'll get to it. And years went by and nothing happened. And so one dude just went and built himself a stairway. He was a carpenter. He had the extra stuff. He had the extra time. He just did it. He just built a stairway. And the city was like, that's illegal. You can't do that. This has not been sanctioned officially by the government. You know, it hasn't been blah, 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 blah. So the city immediately went and tore it down and then built their own.
So what you're saying is that if I just go and just with a chainsaw, just start felling trees.
Yeah. Yeah.
And putting gravel down.
I think this is a great idea. I'll support you. I'll come do it with you.
It's going to take me months on my own.
Sure. What else you got going on? It's not like you're busy.
No. Actually, if I buy more chainsaws and give them to my kids, and then they can help me.
This is why you have children. I'm so thankful you're finally catching on.
That's why
this.
They used to have children in the past when you needed.
That's why you have so many children, because chainsaws are dangerous.
But the other thing that's happening now is that conspiracy theories are starting about the wildfires.
Oh, fuck's sake. Okay, bring them. Let's hear this.
No. So this ties into, so you know, the whole freedom lobby, the kind of, you know, the people who would have been protesting during COVID about, you know, their right to be infected and to die without any kind of treatment or protection.
Of course.
So this person who I, called Chad. I won't say their last name for I don't know why reasons. This person called Chad basically was.
You don't want to give them the satisfaction.
No.
Being, so broadcast. Yeah.
Sorry if you're called Chad and you're nice, but this, you know, Chad nice is Chad, such. Yeah. You're nice Chad. Sorry if you're a nice Chad. But you know, they brought in a no cap, no outdoor fire ban, $25,000 fine.
I didn't know about that. That's crazy. But like, it's understandable also.
A lot of extreme freedom people, and also no hiking in the forest, because if it catches on fire, they're going to have to rescue you, endangering the rescuers' lives. So they were saying, so a lot of people are going, the government's taken away our right to fish and hunt.
I can understand
campfires.
I can understand the fines for campfires. I don't think I would fight any fines for me hiking, because if I hiked and I got in shit, that's on me.
Yeah, you know, but it's not though.
Nobody has to come and rescue me.
I'd like you to find a firefighter who'd go, yeah, all right, I won't bother. Like, they are trained and they have like almost like a sworn oath to rescue anyone they can. So regardless of how much of an idiot you are, they'll still try and rescue you.
I guess. I just think that's, I don't know. I think that one's in a gray area. The starting a fire, though, I 100% agree with that one.
So this person was basically lighting fires, and this is what they said. Watch the hate pour in now. Man, I'm such a bad person for having a fire tonight in Nova Scotia. I probably killed 1,000 more people with this contained fire that's gone absolutely nowhere. Or at least that's how I'm spoken to when I tell people to fuck off, and I'm going to live my life my way. Go suck a dick, Karen. This is what I think of a bunch of self-righteous idiots telling me how to live their life.
Wow, these fuckers.
With a picture of a fire pit.
Like a fire pit in his backyard?
Fuck you, world. I'm gonna have marshmallows.
Hold on, was this in his backyard or was this out?
Yeah, just in his backyard, I think. But still, the reason is because fires were breaking out all over the place. And they were stretched to their limit. So there's just like, hey, no fires for a while we fight these big fires. Because
all the firefighters in the city are outside of the city fighting fire, like forest fires, then any little fire in the city, you're fucked.
An infinite amount of trucks and firefighters.
Wouldn't that be terrifying?
The fact they're bringing resources in from like Montana and everywhere. An
infinite amount of firefighters. Which reminds me of a joke my father used to say. You know the organization Ducks Unlimited? Can you imagine how terrifying that would be if they got their wish? Right?
But amazingly, like it's pretty impressive how like the fire crews have managed to get hold on this, especially given the fact they obviously didn't have enough resources because they had to bring so much in from everywhere else. So
right.
We've got to say, yay, well done, fire crew people. You did an awesome job. And they looked exhausted.
And they're not gonna stop either, from what I've heard, even though we've got a week of rain in Nova Scotia, and it's raining right now as the time we're recording this.
It's a hell of a lot of rain.
It's a hell of a lot of rain. Apparently it's gonna take another 5 months to put out the forest fires, or at least Sherburne? I don't know how to pronounce that. And it's near me. Sherburne forest fire. 5 months. How insane is that?
Well, the other thing that nearly happened was there's a dairy there was a fire around the dairy in Bedford, and they had tanks full of ammonia. And
I was on a date and with someone from Bedford, okay, and we're playing a board game, and she gets an alert. We all get an alert, which is kind of cool because like there's music playing, everyone's playing board games, you know, like in the board game.
That this disaster ruined your date.
No, it didn't ruin it at all. It enhanced it, if anything. Okay. But like, it's just kind of fun. Like this, the board room game cafe, whatever the fuck it's called. It's a big place where everyone can play board games and drink beer. And like everyone's playing games, and then suddenly, blah, 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 and everything stops in the whole cafe, and everyone takes out their phone at the exact same time, which I think that's kind of cool. I like that. But yeah, she was sitting there. We're just like, it's a first date. And we're like, do you need to go home? Because the fires are getting closer to Bedford. She's like, yeah, that's what this says. Hold on. What the fuck is an ammonia leak? And it's just.
Like, well, I immediately Googled it. They said ammonia tanks and fire, and it creates like a toxic gas.
Oh my God.
It's almost like World War One kind of, mustard gas. It causes like you start to bleed and everything. And it's like, so the worst case scenario could have been like almost this sci-fi toxic cloud going the wind was blowing in the direction of Halifax as well. So it could have been an ammonia cloud there to kind of like ruin everyone's day and kill even more. Or kill people.
Glad we got that under control. Jesus.
So meanwhile, Chad with his s'mores is is, you know, sticking a finger up at Trudeau. So
thanks, Trudeau.
Stupid, sexy Trudeau.
Stupid, sexy Trudeau. Which, by the way, we have t-shirts for if you want to buy.
I've ordered some stickers. So the next time I see a big truck with flags and the fuck Trudeau, I'm going to quietly slap on a stupid, sexy Trudeau on the back.
Excellent. So,
just to subtly shift the tone.
Stupid, sexy Trudeau.
So anyway, people, there's conspiracies saying that, and a lot of the conspiracies are around the fact that it's more to do with government ineptitude than it is to do with like anything else. It was just it's
government ineptitude. The reason we have these forest fires, not global warming, not idiots like Chad. That's okay. I got you. Right. Yeah. It's Trudeau. Trudeau went and set the fires himself.
He did.
Totally. And then he went and roasted a baby on them and ate it.
Exactly. That's just the kind of thing. That's what a tyrant does. And that's what he is. So. Yeah.
Baby eating tyrant.
Exactly. And is why he still hasn't aged a day in the last 15 years.
Because of all those babies. Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Stupid, he absorbs sexy Trudeau.
He absorbs them. Absorbs their power. So. So, yeah. So sorry, we will be back. Normal broadcasting will resume.
I don't think anybody cares.
I hope so. I hope somebody's listening because I'm having fun.
Oh, people listen. They listen to the juicy bits just as much as they listen to our regular. I don't think they care as long as they get to hear the sultry sounds of our voices.
Sultry sounds of our voices. The weird things that going back home was weird because there was a faint smell of smoke in the house. But largely everything was fine. And the weird thing was, the only thing I noticed, because this is suburbia where we live, is that everyone needed to cut their lawn. Everyone's lawn was overgrown.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
And like I'd say 90% take their lawn very seriously. Mine's covered in dog shit, but they take theirs very seriously. So.
Yeah,
and I was like, they haven't mowed. Nobody's mowed. This isn't right. It's like... It's like a scene from The Last of Us with that 3-inch lawn grass. So it's like
which scene? What?
Just there's lots of grass and overgrown cities.
I suppose any apocalyptic movie, sure. Yeah. That would have very large grass.
Linda and Dave never have dandelions.
Well, I'm glad you're back home and that everybody's safe. Nobody died, and that your house is still intact.
The best part is that my street was in the evacuation zone, but they drew the map incorrectly. So now that the government's offered everyone $500 as like instant relief to cover hotels and meals and everything for staying out, which barely covers.
It covers what, a day, two?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah, yeah. It covers you like maybe two meals, one with a family of six. So, but because they drew the map poorly, they didn't finish drawing the map around the whole of my street. So it literally just the beginning of my street has it falls in the evacuation zone. And even though the rest of the people on the street needed to go through the evacuation zone to evacuate, there was no way of them leaving without going through the evacuation zone. They were therefore clearly in the evacuation zone. But this map that the Red Cross had been given by the government means that most of the people on my street are being turned down for getting their $500 relief money.
Because
someone drew a map wrong. So
that's infuriating.
But my house is literally the last house on the street. We're right on the line of the poorly drawn Microsoft Paint map.
So I bet you it is Microsoft Paint too. I bet you. This is the government.
If we're lucky. About.
Yeah,
if we're lucky. Right? So they're not even using the free version of Canva. You know, it's ridiculous.
So that would mean they'd have to discover the internet, Reese. Come on now.
But if this was only one thing, all of the support and help I had during the hurricane when I didn't have power for 8 days, and all of the support and everything I've had in the last week has all entirely come from friends and neighbors.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, that doesn't count the firefighting crews, because obviously that was a whole other thing. But in terms of like evacuees.
Is the moral of the story here, don't be an asshole?
No, I think the moral of the story is that it makes me realize how much of a vacuum there is in terms of actual stuff going on, which is why you're right. I should just go and cut. If I wait for the politicians to cut an escape route so we don't all live in a tinderbox death trap of a neighborhood.
You really should.
Then
honest to God.
That's the only way it's going to happen. We're just going to, I know some of my neighbors have got excavators. So we could just, I think if we all teamed up one weekend, we could just cut a road through.
Well, what'll happen is they'll stop you and then they'll build it themselves, which is what you want them to do. But the only way to get them to do it is to start it yourself. Honest to God, this is how inefficient our government is.
If any listeners have got dynamite, I'll just throw a stick of dynamite every day and it'll just gradually get closer and closer.
This is a great idea. And in no way we'll start another forest fire.
No, exactly.
Well, so, yeah. Thanks for the update, Reese. I'm glad you and your family are okay and that you got a whopping $500 for the government for staying at your friend's cottage and lounging around watching Netflix. That's you poor man.
Yeah. I didn't watch Netflix once.
No?
No. What'd you do? I was too busy just sat there doom scrolling.
Oh, well, that's your fault.
We did go for a walk on the beach.
All right, that's enough. Get the fuck out of here. We'll see you guys next week, unless there's another Juicy Bits this week, and then you know how it rolls. Thanks so much for sticking us in your ear holes. I'm Jesse. This is Reese. We'll be back real soon.
Oh, wait.
Oh, one last thing. One more, okay.
If we have a new line of merchandise out, I'm baking a deef. I'm baking a deef.
Which is a reference to a previous episode, I believe. Diefenbaker forgot his wife.
Yeah, the tagline is, let the world know you've got a poop load in using Canada's 13th Prime Minister. And it just says, I'm baking, hang on, if people might be able to see this if they're on YouTube. If not, you've got to go to our website. Yeah, I'm baking a deef.
It's a new phrase. We're trying to get it out there.
I tried to make the word deef look like poop.
Yeah, use I'm baking a deef at least once today.
Use offer code, I'm baking a deef for 10% off.
Is that true? Don't tell them that. That's
no,
not true.
No, it's not. It's just a joke. Okay, here's the titles.
Okay, dance.
Canadian politics is boring, juicy bits.
Canadian politics is boring, juicy bits.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.